Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim Hilchos Shabbos, and we are learning Klal Chaf Beis, which deals with the Malacha of Malabein, right, clarifying some points at the end of the Klal. We mentioned that there's a concern about Muksa, so let's clarify that point. A Muksa, the opposite of Muksa is Mukhan. Mukhan means something which is prepared and ready to be used on Shabbos. Shabbos, the Torah says, "V'hichinas asher yaviru," that the items you use on Shabbos have to be designated as such before Shabbos. Part of a chashivas of the day of Shabbos, or you have a significant event, a person's having a major dinner, he sits down and calculates what he needs for the dinner, what types of plates he's going to be using, everything is set up beforehand and ready for use. So that's part of the chashivas of Shabbos, is that the items which are going to be used are designated beforehand. Some items which are standard usage, that they're considered automatically designated. Some things cannot be used, and therefore they are the opposite of muksa. They are the mukhon, as they're called, muksa. Now, since the primary time for something to become mukhon is biyom hashishi, something which at the beginning of Shabbos is not ready to use, not made that for use, even if later on Shabbos it becomes ready for usage, the problem is removed, it remains in the state of muksa. And that's the rule. Something which is muksa ben hashmashas remains muksa the whole time. So that's one concept. So if you have a situation where something is soaking wet at the beginning of Shabbos, and it was not right for use because we have a concern that it is there because of schita, either because it's secretion, like you'll do schita when you pick it up, or because of a gzera, because for Shkita, so it's muksa at the beginning of Shabbos, even if later on it dries, and now really theoretically it's ready to use, the status of muksa remains. However, since these type of things tend to pass, so maybe we should argue that it is roy for usage, so that we add a caveat. If a person actively decided to make it not usable, then it remains muksa for the rest of Shabbos. If something just happened to occur, that's not so. So if the cloth became wet unintentionally, the person did not try to make it wet, it fell into water, etc., and you hung it up to dry before Shabbos, it's not going to dry, become fully dry or dry enough that it's not considered a concern of schita till later on in Shabbos. Once it becomes dry, it's not muksa. However, if a person washed something and intentionally made it wet, so that is in a status of muksa. If a person that's called skodichi biyadayim, he intentionally made it not usable, and it was not usable ben hashmashas, it remains not usable the rest of Shabbos, even after the physical impediment, the wetness is removed. If a person put it into a dryer, and he's actively drying it, so he's doing an action to remove that, and since the nature of the dryer is that it will remove it, so that's called garmen b'dayodim, you have ability to remove it, into what he's doing, and once it dries, it'll become not muksa. Now, regards to opening the door of the dryer, assuming to get the item, assuming that no lights go on and off, indicators, etc., just simply open the door, you're allowed to open the door to get the item out to use on Shabbos. So there's a din of muksa. Now, let's say this becomes muksa during Shabbos. It becomes wet to the point that there's a concern of schita. So it'll become muksa on Shabbos, but there it's only muksa during the time that it's wet. So after it dries out, it's no longer muksa. And there's another concept in muksa, which is known as bitul kli meichonai, that the act of taking something and making it not mukhon, Chazal answered that. If you give me about to the kli from meichonai, from what it's designated for. So something which is designated for usage, which will make it mavutal, that's its primary designation, is not a problem. There's a fascinating tshuva for Rabbi Elamir Bloch. When they first came out with disposable paper towels, once upon a time people used towels and they used handkerchiefs, things which were washable and reusable. The idea of having something made out of paper, a tissue, to blow your nose, or paper towels to dry your hands, which you would use them and then discard them. See, he raised the question that you can't use them on Shabbos because you're destroying a kli. It's called bitul kli me'echon, right? So on that, he said that since this is what they're mukhan for, they're designated for this purpose, you can't say it's a bitul from hechonoi. It's mevata from its function. This is its function. So therefore, one is allowed to use it. But he raised this question. So wetting something on Shabbos, something which is made to become wet, that's its normal usage. It's not called bitul kli me'echonoi. Something which is not made for that purpose. So using that to wipe up a spill where it'll become muksa is a concern of bitul kli me'echonoi. Have a good day.